I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's happening? Welcome back. According to a survey from Business Insider, 28% of delivery drivers admit to taking food from an order. That's the ones who admit to it. That number is way higher. Now, because of COVID-19 and people changing, transitioning, how they adapt, expect food delivery to increase. There has to be a protection. Protections are needed. Somebody leading that fight is District 3 Councilman, no stranger to WAOK or the at-large community, Antonio Brown. Councilman Brown, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rashad. Thanks so much again. I feel like I'm a regular now.
Listen, man, you know why? Because you're doing regular good work. That's why. So anybody that's doing the work, they get to come on this show. All right. You and Councilman Amir Farouki are spearheading this ordinance. And let me read some of the ordinance so people can have context for it and we can discuss why it's necessary and what it would actually do. The ordinance amends Part 2 Code of Ordinances, Chapter 30 Businesses, and I think Article 9 Food Establishments to add a new section 30-694 titled Food Delivery Requirements to require all food establishments utilizing food delivery services to seal food delivery orders with a time-stamped seal and for other purposes. Explain to me how this would impact a regular company.
Yeah, so this is super important, right, Rashad, because right now third-party delivery services in Georgia is an unregulated industry. So really, Uber Eats, Grubhub, all of these third-party delivery services, no one is regulating their industry right now. So they're allowed to do pretty much whatever the hell they want to do in the state of Georgia. You know, and we as a city have to ensure that we're protecting our residents and that there's food safety, safe measures taken in order. Because for individuals that just are only relying on food deliveries right now, there's no system right now that is saying, hey, this is how this should be done. And it's extremely scary when you think about it, because I've received personally several orders from Uber Eats and other places where my bag has been ripped open, stuff is missing from my bag. And you call and you try to understand what took place, and no one seems to be able to give you an answer. So now this is going to force restaurants in the city of Atlanta to seal their food and then timestamp their food. Just to protect the integrity of the delivery.
This is not unprecedented. When the city of Atlanta passed the ordinance allowing you to take certain alcoholic beverages home, that ordinance came with a seal mandate, which said that restaurants had to seal the alcohol, and the alcohol had to also have a time stamp. Oh, the purchase of the alcohol had to have a time stamp, and usually the time stamp was the receipt connected to the seal. So it's not as if this has not happened or restaurants have not adapted something like this into their everyday. Have you received pushback yet? And if so, what kind of pushback has it been?
I've received no pushback. The Georgia Restaurant Association, who we partnered with on this legislation, they're huge proponents for it. I mean, they believe third-party delivery services need to be regulated in Georgia, period. You know, because it's creating liability issues for the restaurants. So they're in full support. Everyone I talked to before I even put forth the legislation, I did a poll on social media with how many residents in the city of Atlanta believe this is necessary. In the poll, we had 98% of residents in Atlanta that felt like this was necessary and that this needs to be done across the country.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a template, obviously, because we don't have anything like this yet. Let me ask you about practicality, Councilman. Will the seal generate directly from the restaurant, the point of pickup? How would that seal generate?
Yeah, so we simplified it. At one point, we were in conversations with having the Department of Revenue at in the city of Atlanta to provide the seals. But, you know, at this point, we just think it's the responsibility of the restaurant themselves to be able to acquire whatever seal they need to acquire that has the ability for them to place a timestamp on it that will protect the deliveries that's going out of their restaurants. And we've given them within the legislation 90 days to be able to adapt these new changes, this ordinance, into the structure of their restaurant.
You know, it's legislation like this that makes sense. It's not partisan. It helps individuals stay true to an actual decent delivery service because the numbers that are coming out are from Business Insider and other publications that show delivery drivers admit to eating people's food is just astounding. And obviously amid COVID-19, we can't have that. Man, I appreciate you being the thoughtful guy that you are on city council.
No, thank you so much. And I think one more thing, Rashad, that I think is important about the statistics, right? Even though only 28% said that they actually tampered with someone's food, 57% of people said that they were tempted to tamper with somebody's food. That's crazy to
Wow.
me.
Yeah. Amazing.
So
Amazing.
I appreciate you, though, man, and thank you so much for covering this. This is super important. It's coming before Finance Exec Committee next week. So just appreciate you helping me get the word out about this. It's super important.
Yeah, let me know what day is coming out to the committee, and we'll hit it again, okay? I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
404-892-2703. That gets you into conversation today. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.